Hey, what it do, people? It's your man Animal Brown checking in. We are back with the On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast. A lot to talk about, man. We missed y'all. Shout out to the live show, though. That shit was lit. But we missed everybody else that didn't make it to that. This episode is brought to you by the Party Game Verse. All right? It's a new card game where players compete to see which person can create the best freestyle rap. It's simple, man. Draw a card, spit a bar about it. It's pretty much that simple. All right, go to spatchgames.com to order Verse. Spatch Games, S-P-A-T-C-H games.com. And of course, it's also brought to you by Realville Media Group. Do me a favor, go to realvillemedia.com to check out all of the podcasts on the network.
That consists of Fresh for Dummies. They took a little break this week, but remember they have the 10 worst dressed celebrities on there. Also, Full Sport Press, How Weezy, Big Jeff, J-Hove on the IR, but still getting those episodes knocked out after the break for Mother's Day. Shout out to all the mothers out there. Happy belated Mother's Day to you guys. Also, episodes in the archive of the Ladies Room podcast. Y'all go check out their ladies. Also, YouTube.com/Realville. We do have the mashup episode on the site. Check that out. Let us know what you think. Leave the comments and all that good stuff. Let's get started.
Hey, what it do, what the business is?
It's another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV Podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, how does your boy Animal Brown, the Husky Vegan, a.k.a. Jerry Brown Rice?
My a.k.a. this week is Big Bad Leroy motherfucking Brown.
Oh, man, you're going to spoil the
for
goddamn
all my
billions
people out there.
You don't give a nigga no leeway to watch this shit.
You don't know what Big Bad Leroy Brown means. Just know I am Big Bad Leroy Brown. Just know that.
Oh, bro. Shout out to Twitter, man, for that Jerry Brown Rice. That was lit. You didn't want to give it props. You tried to keep it moving.
That what?
Jerry Brown Rice, motherfucker. That was killing. Shout out to my Twitter followers, man.
Oh, Jerry Brown Rice.
Oh, you get it?
Yeah, it just wasn't funny. Sorry. Sorry to your Twitter followers. It wasn't funny.
What you have on deck, man, these past week and some change?
Man, we've been gone. Hey, where you go? You went to what, D.C.? We talked about your D.C. trip. I went to D.R., Dominican Republic. That was pretty cool. I got to climb a rock. Got my Jon Snow on. I went parasailing. Parasailing with some fly shit.
Literally.
Literally. Boom ting. That was fly. You got to sit up there. I wish I had brought my headphones. They convinced me that I couldn't take those, and I don't know why. I wanted to sit up there and listen to my music, and they
fell off.
No. I had the Apple joints and I had the wireless joints. So whichever one they needed me to take, I could have took. I was just pissed that they didn't let me take it up. But you can't take your phone up there, really, though. Because if you drop your phone up there, it's a wrap.
That's what I'm saying. If you drop your headphones, it's a wrap.
I'll be less mad about the headphones than my phone. But, yeah. So you get to sit up there for like 10 minutes, and they just take you around the little beach and stuff. It's pretty cool. That's some cool shit. I like the Dominican Republic. It treated me well. Had a great time there.
I suggest
everybody.
Man, listen,
it's beautiful over there. Everybody need to go to the Dominican Republic.
I agree. I suggest everybody go. I went for my 1 year. It was super dope. Had a good time.
People
that's a dope
rude
trip
over there.
Really? I ain't get so that.
I think people kind of rude. As compared to other places I've been, like, I think the
not
most
compared to the States.
We Americans are assholes.
That's what I'm saying.
Nature. I'm just, if have you been to Jamaica?
Not yet.
They are the most hospitable people, period, I believe. I mean, they're more accommodating to you. To me, it seemed like over here on the resorts and stuff, these people like dismissive. Like, you'd be able to tell them something. Like, yeah. I'm like, bitch, you don't even know what I'm finna say. I mean, rushing me off and shit. I was pissed about that a couple of times. Like, you'd be like, hey, I need some tiles. And okay. Senor, okay. Like, bitch.
They don't do me like that. They rolled out a red carpet for the kid.
Oh, burp. But it's cool, man. Y'all check out the DR. Y'all do that. What you have up?
Man, slow motion. Shout out to the Avengers. That shit was lit. Now we got the chance to talk about that.
I think we talked about that.
Well, we're going to talk about it again. Shout out to the Avengers. That shit was lit.
You want to go see it again?
I need to.
Oh, my God.
Want to. Have to.
Nerd alert.
Talking about the DR. Go see Avengers twice. Do that as well.
No, go to the DR. Don't worry about the Avengers, dude.
But other than that, though, the Billions was lit. Been catching up on a lot of TV. Real quick before we get to this rap shit, though, everybody check out that 48 Hours on Lorenzen Wright.
Basketball star from Memphis, played for the Grizzlies.
Yes, please check that out. It's just a crazy ass story, a lot of twists, turns. It's unfortunate it's real life. It sounds like some movie shit.
That's a must watch.
48 hours. That shit come on CBS. It's on demand.
Y'all big shout out to Netflix. They announced a new Michael Jordan documentary. 10-part, 10-hour series. Yes. Somebody said, good little point. Weezy said this. Shout out to Weezy on FSP. He said, Mike trying to float this out there because he's hearing all the LeBron's better talk. So now he got to put the 10-hour documentary.
Let me clarify. Mike isn't behind the lens of this 10-hour documentary.
No, in a way, though. But they did say that this is the only one that he's giving. Like, usually when people try to do stuff about it, he don't want to get him information. They said he was willing to work with whoever on this and gave them all the information that they needed to do the 10-hour thing. So
we'll see.
It's more in-depth, supposedly, than anything Joy never doing.
I'm a Pistons fan, man. I ain't fucking with Mike.
Man, Mike the best ever. Yeah, the best Mike. There is, the best there was, and the best there's going to be.
Fuck Mike.
Let's get to this rap shit.
Hey, man, yeah, a lot of shit popped off while we was gone. Of course, let's go ahead and get to it. My guy, Childish Gambino, fresh off of hosting Saturday Night Live. He performed new music on the show and dropped a video at the same damn time called This Is America. It blew up on the internet. It was currently sitting at 121 million views. It's got the internet on fire. Now, my question is, your thoughts on the video, This Is America? Everybody had opinions. What are yours?
It was very creative, and I think that the creative aspect is what has people talking. I don't think it was as deep as all the think pieces tried to get. Of course, it had the things going on in the background that you could take note of, but one thing that struck me is when Donald Glover came out, and he's like, oh, well, I haven't even went to go check the feedback online. I essentially just put it out, and I was like, fucking, I don't really want to know. So to me, that says something as far as what he was trying to get from it anyway. Because I think if he was pushing it in the direction of wanting to be a think piece, that he would have checked for the feedback to see if it hit the mark that he was trying to hit. I think that he would be concerned about that. Not for ego purposes or anything, but just to see if he was on with his artistic viewpoint. So I was surprised about that. But overall, the video, I liked it. I liked the scenery. I think people are talking about it not more so because of the message, but because it's creative, because it's something that you don't usually see, and it gives you something to debate. We can go back and forth about what you think you meant, about what I think I meant, but at the end of the day, it's dope because it starts the conversation.
Yeah, and it came at the right time, especially with what was going on with Kanye and his controversial comments kind of going into, in some people's opinion, in the opposite direction. This right here is sparking a little bit of a better conversation that people are more ready to have. I thought the video was dope. I thought it was a dope piece of art. A lot of imagery. I think it did have layers to it. Mm-hmm. And we're not even halfway through the year, and 2018 might be one of the best music video years in recent memory. When you package this with the Joyner Lucas I'm Not Racist video, with the Migos and the Drake joint, like it's just a lot of
the God's plan,
a lot of creative videos coming out right now. I'm here for all of that. I will say this though, I don't like the song though.
What's wrong with the song?
And I think
you're a Childish Gambino fan.
I'm a huge Childish Gambino fan. And I'm not feeling that song at all. I heard this on the radio, minus the video, and I think it was a brilliant idea for him to put this in the video at the same time. Because with the song by itself is nowhere near as compelling as the video is. Mm. So it's kind of like when you got a pair of shoes that look good on the shelf, but when they on feet, it's like, these ain't really
so
it.
So you're saying when you're riding around and whip the This Is America joint ain't going to do it?
Nah, the song's some slaw. I'm going to keep it all the way 100. The song's some slaw.
Wow, what do you mean? Like the lyrics is too simple?
No, it's just not a good song. I think he did that on purpose.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you don't feel like that he was kind of mocking the industry by making the song as simple as it was?
I think he was, which is why I don't like it. And if you hear the ad-libs, he's got ad-libs from different artists that's going on right now. 21 Savage, Block Boy JB, Young Thug.
So you don't like it because you wanted real artistic, like musician Childish Gambino. I think this was more so not the musician, but this was the writer, the show creator. This was Donald Glover.
Maybe. I think it serves. I think the video is what the point he was trying to get across. Mm-hmm. If you put this song out with no video, bro, it makes no noise. None.
Well, it does just because he's Donald Glover and he's hot. He's hot right now.
He dropped another single, too, that nobody's talking about this Saturday.
Well, this got a Kanye West effect to it, too. Like you said, people looking so hard to have an anti Kanye West message. And I think that by putting this imagery in the video, you thought it may have been the anti-Kanye West thing that you were looking for, but I don't necessarily think it screamed that. People were reaching Stretch Armstrong for that. So I think that had a lot to do with it too.
I think the overall message of the video is clear though. Like I think in my opinion, I think he represents America, mm-hmm. or certain facets of it.
Right.
And that all the bullshit that's going on around us, you could either say, A, we still find time to sing and dance and still keep a smile on our face, or B, we're too blind to what's going on, and while we're busy being distracted by dancing and singing,
paying attention to what's in the front,
right? Okay. That could go either way. And you mentioned this too. I'm glad he decided not to discuss it right now. He said he wants people to kind of. He said art doesn't always have to be explained. It needs to be open. It's open for interpretation, which I'm glad he's doing, because it's forcing people to think. Yes, write think pieces on this, mm-hmm. whether it's Twitter or your blog or on Facebook. Yeah. Do something, because not enough people are doing that right now. We're jumping out the window for tweets and 140 characters and headlines. Make people think and use some fucking interpretation, dog. That's what I'm liking that part of it.
I agree with that 100%. And like I said, all of the things played out well, like as far as him being hot as Donald Glover, the Saturday Night Live thing, the Kanye West, everything Atlanta. Played out just fine for this to come out now. Even with the what we're about to talk about next with the Woe Vickies and all of this stuff, all of that plays just into what he was doing. So it was brilliant in that sense. I like it.
My favorite part, though, real quick, the subtle touches that in the video, like when he shoot the person and he hand the gun off and they got the cloth and they handling it with care, but they drag off the person like they the not body. Really shit. Oh, yeah. So it's like they treating the gun better than they're treating the person. That was a dope people, ass.
This is America.
Yeah. That was cold. Yeah, and of course, the obvious church choir. That's got to be a play on what happened in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Has to be. But I like that, man. That's why it's got so many views, because you have to watch it more than once to fully grasp it if you're interested that.
He's supposed to be retiring, right? He's going to stop making music?
Yeah, this going to be the last Childish Gambino project, and I'm hot about that. And I selfishly want this to be a rap project, because I think he's a super slept on rapper. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't sound like it's going to be. It sounds like it's going to be more in line with the Awaken My Love.
You know, he was a comedian first. He auditioned for Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, yeah, and they turned him down. Yeah, he was hot about times. That. Yeah. Childish Gambino, I've been on him for years. I put the world on him. You're welcome.
Congratulations, Negro.
Moving on to Spotify, man. Spotify has a new public policy against, air quote, hate content and hateful conduct, end quote. Artists like R. Kelly and XXXTentacion have been removed from its services playlist. Is this fair or foul? Spotify taking this new stance.
This is a fine line that you're taking if you're Spotify, and you have to be careful about the people that work at Spotify now, because what you're saying is, I'm not saying that I disagree with the decision of taking those people off, but now when you got an NBA Youngboy or you got a Tay-K, somebody in the video flashing guns or talking about dope too much, and maybe someone just as Spotify is offended, maybe this person, the artist in question, ain't broke no laws. The visual of it is just offensive. So then is Spotify going to remove those people from their recommended playlist as well because they as a company are offended by it? I think they have to define more why they are removing Triple X and why they are removing R. Kelly, because when Triple X people responded, not saying, hey, why are you taking us off? But also, are you going to take these people off who have been convicted of these charges?
Or accused.
Or accused.
Yeah.
And went on to reel off a big list of very popular artists.
Yep.
So Spotify has to be more transparent in the definition of why we don't want these on our suggested playlist. Because I have no problem with it. Because most of, and to be, that's the new DJ. That's how artists are broke now. People go to playlists to listen to something, and you'll have a song on there that you didn't know before. You'll be like, oh, that's banging. Then you go to their Spotify, you stream it then.
It's a big look.
So that's a big deal when you're on the Rap Caviars and the stuff like that on Spotify. So if they're not going to consider you, you got to go like, what's going to make that decision happen?
Yeah, it's a slippery slope. Because then you have to go back and yank everybody who's been accused of, air quote, hateful conduct. What does that mean?
Well, you know they have been taking the white supremacists off of there. Like the people that have those like skinhead white songs, white power songs.
Oh, I ain't know that.
Yeah, they start removing those after Charlottesville. They got backlash from stuff like that, and there was a lot of content on Spotify that had that, and they removed that as well.
All I know is that if you want to know what happens when rules aren't clear, just ask Starbucks. Go ahead and make this specific. Yep. What is it that you're taking off?
And why?
And why? Because, again, you own listen, you own Spotify. You can put on and take off whatever the fuck you want to. Like just go and be clear about that. You can make the rules. I thought it was interesting that Apple Music and Pandora said that they took off R. Kelly, but they did it. Apple Music did it weeks ago off their playlist. They just didn't publicize it.
Yeah.
I seen 50 Cent come to the defense of both of them. He tweeted out, Spotify is wrong for what they're doing to artists like R. Kelly and Triple X. They're not convicted of anything.
That's a rough stance to take, man, because you know what R. Kelly did, and I don't care if he's been convicted or not. I understand as an artist, 50 being like, no, because it could...
You could snowball into other shit. That's why he's doing it.
Them doing that. I see that, but I ain't gonna lie, if I'm an artist, like, they picked the right ones, because I ain't jumping off the porch to defend neither one of them. But I don't care what, until it, if I'm 50 Cent, if I'm Jay-Z, you're right, but am I willing to get in at the ground level? Am I going to get in the mud with the P like them nigga? I ain't getting in the mud with R. Kelly and XXX.
Take care either, I'm going to be real.
Nah, I ain't joining no fight with them. Go on and get them off the earth. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? But like, if you start getting the gangster shit and say, oh, this offends me because they got guns and they're talking about drugs and stuff that's probably more damaging to a wider spread or an urban community, then I would have a problem. If I was 50 Cent, I'd say something. But I see what you're saying about not letting it spiral, but I just can't fight with them. I ain't fighting no fights.
But you have
Triple
to
X.
See, and this is why you pick them. This is how they say it starts.
That was brilliant.
That's what I'm saying. You pick targets that are easy.
That nobody can side with. Exactly. You want to do the death penalty? Here's Jeffrey Dahmer. Of course we gonna kill this motherfucker. He done killed all these people. So yeah, you.
But
right.
You have to watch the language and the verbiage in which this shit is circled around, because then it turns into, like you said, fucking this new 50 Cent record. Well, he said X, Y, and Z, and I don't like it, so we finna take it off. But just to be clear, like you said, it's off of the playlist.
The music's still on there.
You can still find rkellytp2.com, which is a fucking classic. You can still find it on Spotify. You just have to search for it.
Yeah, they're not gonna recommend it. And what Pandora did is they removed it from their algorithm. So if you have a Jaheim playlist and you know R. Kelly song matched, they removed all R. Kelly shit from the algorithm.
No way you thought of Jaheim right then when you was thinking of R&B people with the name.
Ironically, like if I was listening, that's probably the last time I listened to Pandora was a Jaheim radio station. I tell you how long it's been since I've been on Pandora.
Yeah, now it's gonna get interesting. Like you said, when XXX people responded, they listed off a gang of people that had accusations. Rock and roll, hip hop, country. Like, how far do you go back? Because everybody cites R. Kelly shit with Aaliyah. They cite the shit with the videotape, which we was acquitted for. Mm-hmm. So, but bring it up. What's the point of having due process if you get acquitted for something, but you still get punished? There's no point.
No, but you know, the problem with R. Kelly, though, like, if we're going to be specific and ask about the due process, he trying to act like he don't know what the fuck is going on, like you don't know why people are mad. You're not, like, it's the same thing with O.J. Simpson. He's like, I'm not black, I'm O.J. R. Kelly, we know that you like little girls. We know this. So don't get on TV and be like, man, I have no clue why they're not coming to my shows. I don't know where this Mute R. Kelly stuff came from. That's why people are
where
irritated.
Where did the Mute R. Kelly stuff come
own
from?
Own up to your pervertedness, dude. Go live on a ranch somewhere where they let that shit happen in their countries and you do that. But don't sit over here and act like you're doing everything right and we have no reason to be offended
where
by how disgusting
Mute R. Kelly
you
come
are.
From?
I have no idea.
That's my point.
I don't care where it came from. I'm glad it's there, though.
Come on, man.
Okay, and if you had a daughter or something like that,
I don't have
sister,
one.
But I'm saying if you did, you would think differently. I don't have one either, but you just going to let R. Kelly live out here? That's what you going
to
do?
Dude, I need to know. I just want to know where it came from.
What, the Mute
that's
R.
all.
I don't care. As long as it's out there. It can be out there.
I can't be mad because you got a sex cult at the house.
It's not an injustice that people are mad at R. Kelly. That's the problem. You talking about the sex cult part of them. You're leaving out that they're 12 to 17.
Now, allegedly, these girls are of age, though. That's my
point. That don't even make sense. We know him to mess with little girls. Those girls too.
Maybe he's changed. Maybe he learned his lesson. I don't fucking know. I don't know Robert Kelly, personally. Yeah,
you sound like you do. You sound like you've been over there. You need to relax.
Shit, Hugh Hefner was cooking with the gals. Let R. Kelly cook.
They were older than 20, though, right?
How do we know?
I mean,
you was there?
Yeah. So R. Kelly is Hugh Hefner?
Possibly. He the Pied Piper of Playboy girls.
I'm not sure if he was sleeping with little girls and pissing on them.
I understand, though. I understand, like, it's obviously dude's track record.
Yeah.
speaks for itself. There's where there's smoke, there's fire. Right. We all know that.
You just but I'm saying, just saying, since he was innocent in the court of law, that we should what?
Where what happened in 2018 of in May of 2018, where all of a sudden this hashtag started trending? Did somebody come out?
Yeah, the dude that dropped the original. Dude came out. The fuck? I can't think of the writer's name, but there's a writer that's been a thorn in R. Kelly's side. He discovered the whole. Well, okay, the person that the sex tape was sent to, that guy.
Okay.
The one that broke the story, he worked for a newspaper in Chicago. He recently wrote another story on R. Kelly like 6 months ago, revisiting everything and new developments about the sex code and all those
okay.
things.
Okay,
so that's how it spiraled. And then once that article was read, this chick started that mute R. Kelly hashtag. So that's how it started.
I mean, I
can't think of the writer. I found the writer's name and put it
like, if y'all want the nigga to go away, just stop going to his shows. That's it. Stop listening to the music. Stop going to the shows. And yeah. and voila, R. Kelly will disappear.
The problem is the old, grown, freaky women just want R. Kelly to piss on them.
Well, then listen to Jaheim, then. That's their prerogative.
Jaheim not going to piss on them. R. Kelly.
They only going to get that special brand from R. Kelly.
They want that golden R. Kelly treat.
Well, somebody need to come out with that brand and just do it to adults. Disgusting. Be that guy.
Let's move on.
Somebody fill that lane.
That.
All right, now, moving on. Young Dolph, recently,
hey.
Y'all might have missed this, but recently two baristas that worked there on Duke's campus, mm-hmm. They made headlines when they were fired for playing Young Dolph's music on the clock.
They were playing Get Paid, Young Nigga Get Paid.
Oh, that's banging right there.
On the clock at Starbucks.
Dolph heard about it, right? Flew the two employees out to the Rolling Loud Festival that just went down in Miami over the weekend, brought them on stage, and gifted them $20,000 in cash.
A piece.
My question is this a publicity stunt or a genuine move by Dolph?
I think it's a genuine move by Dolph because I genuinely think that Dolph doesn't understand working in Starbucks. You can't play a song with the verses or hook. Is Get Paid, Young Nigga, Get Paid. Like, however it goes, I'm cool.
Not in the business setting.
You can do it when they close. Like, if you're cleaning up the Starbucks and it's playing over there, I'm cool with that if I'm the little shift manager.
True.
But if I stroll in at 9:45 and the line out the door and Dolph is Get Paid, like, I got to do something as your boss.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like... You don't know, like the white woman that called the people about the barbecue, she gonna be right there in the line. Could you believe what they're playing in here?
She might have a nervous breakdown.
Then I lose my job, so I gotta fire you. So I see why they got fired. It's Starbucks. Like if you're in your own business,
are we sure it's Starbucks?
Yeah, it was Starbucks. Okay. It was a university Starbucks on campus.
Yeah, on Duke.
And so like I get it. I get them getting fired, but I do think it's an authentic and genuine move by Dolph to do this, to recognize him. He brought him a Rolling Loud. He let him get on stage. He played the Get Paid song. So that's dope. That's a dope thing to do with Dolph, because I do think that Dolph genuinely doesn't understand what the problem is with that. Because you can walk in PRE offices right now and get paid, Young Nigga Get Paid. It's definitely playing.
Okay. I understand why they got fired. I think a warning would have been much more better.
Warning.
Though. Yeah, don't fire somebody for that. That's kind of whack.
And for the record, it was a black woman and a white dude, and they said they fired the white dude just so they wouldn't look bad during the diversity time during this little thing that Starbucks had on. I think that he was may have been the team lead. She may have been on the team, so he was responsible.
Ah, okay.
So they fired both of them.
All right. Hey, a smart move by Starbucks. Okay. You can't play that shit during working hours, obviously. Anything. It ain't got to be Dolph. Anything that's not clean, why the fuck are you playing it? But a warning would have been sufficient. I think it's super cool of Dolph, and I think it was genuine that he did this. Obviously, since he's a public figure, anything that he does on this stage will come off as a publicity stunt because he's a public figure. I think tickets to the show and being on stage would have been enough. They'd have been super cool with that shit.
He said, "Why they looking for another job? He gonna hit them off with $20,000."
That was
dope to put. Like, hey, I know y'all ain't finna live off this. I ain't trying to make y'all millionaires,
right? Anything,
but since this happened, I had something to do with it. Here go a little something to get you by, get back on your feet. That was dope as hell.
Very, very smooth play by Dolph and his PR squad.
And very rarely do we get to praise Dolph, so I like that, you know.
That's you.
For the record.
That's you for hating Dolph.
I mean, the nigga get shot 99 times, 3 different occasions. It's hard to like him. But here go the hook. Get paid, young nigga, get paid. Get paid, young nigga, get paid. Get paid, young nigga, get paid. Whatever you do, just make sure you get paid.
There you go.
All right.
What if they didn't play that song? They played another song. It wouldn't even fit the 20,000 narrative. Because the him giving cash and getting paid.
Yeah, get paid. That's like that all fits. Of that's fine. That's a cold rollout. He need to have a mixtape coming out at the end of the week.
Nah, we don't need that.
You don't need that new Dolph?
Nah, be real.
New Dolph?
Moving on, before we get to this music break, we got a weird beef that ended in record time. Snoop Dogg and internet sensation Woe Vicky, the 18-year-old internet celebrity Woe Vicky, recently went ham on Snoop Dogg in a viral YouTube video. Let's listen.
Fuck you, Snoop Dogg. You a pussy.
Put your hard back head ass.
You probably got AIDS with your hard ass. You look hard ass.
Snoop Dogg, you a hard back.
Bitch, you look like a chihuahua with your hard ass.
Bitch. Snoop Dogg, you a hard back, bitch. That way your head look like a quarterback, little bitch. We shooting Dracos, well, let that bitch go.
Y'all hang that hoe,
like, do the booty head ass, nigga. I piss on your
Okay, bitch. Okay, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. A lot of tough talk, a lot of Dracos in the video. Miraculously, less than 24 hours later, Woe Vicky put up a new video. Let's check it out.
Hey, we do want to say that we apologize to Snoop Dogg, you know what I'm saying? On behalf of what he said and what I said, you know what I'm saying? He really ain't know what he said because somebody told him what. Because I was out there doing my own thing, so I ain't hear him say that. But you know what I'm saying? Somebody told him what to say. He really ain't know what that meant. You know what I'm saying? Like, we shouldn't have listened because at the end of the day, we are our own person. We can make our own decision. But sometimes it just be like that when it be in the moment. You feel me? Like, people be telling us what to do and we just be listening. But at the end of the day, we learned our lesson. We're going to stop all that listening to folks instead.
Okay. All right, so you heard Woe Vicky go ham on Snoop only to turn around and apologize. Obviously, some type of call was made. Is Snoop too old to be entertaining these 18-year-old viral sensations like this?
I think Snoop is respected enough to where he didn't even really have to entertain it. It was known what it was. Crip took care of that they self. Like, they didn't even need Big Homie to call or nothing like this. But I do think it's funny that they thought that that would be the way to go, especially when they already popular.
Like, yeah, they just came out of nowhere.
Like, ain't nobody from the... This is what I think Charlamagne was trying to tell Tekashi on his Breakfast Club, and this is the difference between the generation that Snoop came up in and their generation. You think that internet shit is just going to stop when you cut the phone off, you put your phone down, the camera go off. Like, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm willing to bet some real life shit happened. And then when they walked outside, they were like, damn, it's for real. Them little million followers and all that shit don't mean nothing.
That's a fact.
Out in the streets. And I think that they got a whole little taste of that. But, I mean, this is what y'all is going to be. I was talking about in the video. This is what record labels are signing now. Because this Woe Vicky chick does have a deal.
I believe it.
Yeah, she signed. And it just is what it is, but they fucked with the wrong one, Snoop. And I think he handled it right. And he called her a funky little bitch.
No, I don't believe
real
that.
Real hard. Like, he said bitch so hard. But yeah, I mean,
she of age, he can do that.
Yeah, I would have attained it just as much as Snoop did. Like, I'm sitting back, I'm chilling, but I know this going to work itself out. I guarantee that.
If I'm Snoop, this would have went completely over my radar. I don't give a fuck how many followers she got. I don't give a fuck how viral her little dumbass videos be going. I've never heard a song. I hope to never hear a song.
Niggas was sending that to his phone.
You think so?
Yeah.
Man, he'd be like, what the fuck is this? You can't even take it seriously.
You know how it's funny. Like, niggas gonna get jokes off. He probably in a group chat with Corrupt and Daz. Nigga sent that to him. And all the white chick going in on you, nigga. She going in on you.
Man, ain't nobody calling. Bruh, I guarantee you, somebody on her end, whether that's some type of management or some type of, if there's an OG present, which I doubt, but if there is within that. Reach, they probably called her and told her to chill the fuck out.
Take that down.
Yeah, go ahead. Hey, chill out. Because now you're making it hot not only for her, but for motherfuckers she around. Yeah. So
Snoop Dogg beat the dog shit out of her, too. Snoop Dogg don't look like she played no games, boy. The R&B singer, she'll beat the dog shit out of you.
Yeah, she'll dog walk that little chick. Hopefully we'll never speak about Woe Vicky ever again. Don't Google her. Just go ahead and just laugh at them little two clips we played and keep it moving to this song right here.
That's the little white girl that got famous by talking black. She said that she ain't acting. She talked like that for real.
No, she said she is black.
Oh, yeah.
She put her DNA result thing up and it said 44% African.
Yeah, right.
Stop. All right, song break. Got a popping artist down here in the A. Got a song that's like bubbling something crazy. Lil Donald.
Young Donald.
He's got a joint called. Lil Donald. Yeah, Lil Donald. Got a joint called Do Better. Let's check it out, man. See what the hype about.
Girl, fuck that little nigga. Cause you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. And you can do better. You don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. You fell in love with a fuck nigga. Now you feel like you can't trust niggas. You the one that would've stuck with him. No, you knew he was a fuck nigga. Why you let him do you like that? Why you let him do you like that? You leave once and be right back. Why you let him do you like that? You let him cheat on you. You let him beat on you. You scared to be single, huh? You need to leave, homie. He call you ugly names. Your mind ain't feeling the same. You going through bodily change. Girl, get back on your game. Friends try to tell you leave him, but you're feeling like you need him. He can cheat right in your face, and you still gonna believe him. Then a good man come along, and you push him away. You push him away. You gotta do better. Look at you thinking you couldn't live without him. Now look at you living. Look at you doing way better in all out of your feelings. Your head just came back, and your ass is getting a little bigger. Girl, fuck that little nigga. Girl, fuck that little nigga. Cause you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that.
And you don't deserve that. And that was Lil Donald.
Lil Donald. This sounds a little bit like DeMar DeSean DeRozan.
Wow. DeMar DeRozan. Derez DeSean?
Yeah, Derez DeSean. He sounded a little bit like him.
I can understand that.
Reminded me of him.
First of all, I do like the song. I can respect the song. It made the news and everything down here in the A just because of the message. You don't really hear that a lot in hip hop. I mean, on a mainstream level, like this get played on the radio and everything. So
yeah, Lil Donald, I like it.
Out to him, man. Something different out here in these streets.
Dope.
Which actually leads right into our topic because, like you said, he sounds like Derez DeSean, who also sings and raps.
Yes.
Much like a lot of hip hop artists do nowadays. And we'll get to where we got this topic from a little bit later on. Shout out to them. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But we decided it was perfect timing to talk about rappers that rap and sing, where that came from, what the climate that is right now. It's a lot of that going on.
Right. 100%. And what it is it almost feel like it's a requirement. It's a requirement for you to have to be able to at least harmonize and at least be able to hold a note rather than just get people straight bars.
Yeah.
And it probably came from a couple of things. Monster Records from Drake and maybe go all the way back to Lil Below. But also, you got to break the monotony up of just having bars on that record. And you ain't trying to. A lot more people are doing independent stuff, so you can't go pay a singer
right
to get on hook. So a lot of people figured, I'll do that myself. So I think that stemmed a lot of it too.
Yeah, it's not even like that's not a bonus anymore.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can rap and sing, it's like, okay, cool.
Yeah, right. Okay, cool. You should be
good. Now you're on par.
Right. Now you're the average. So let's right. see. Let's put the machine behind you and try to blow you up.
Exactly. So let's take a trip back down to memory lane and just talk about a little bit of some of the first to do it. When you think old school, and by old school, we're not talking 70s and fucking 80s. You know what I mean? Like late 90s, 80s, early 2000s. 90s, yeah. Who do you think of rapper, singer? Popping from back in the day.
I think the first person to come to your head, because it was the biggest letdown when the album was all singing when we heard it, and that was Andre 3000 with A Little Below. So many people were anticipating once they said, hey, it's a double CD. One's going to be Dre, one's going to be Big Boy. That was the first time you heard them rap apart.
Yeah.
So you were like, oh, okay. And then you get it, and it's 10 songs of singing and one rap song. That, I mean, strikes out to me as some of the earliest stuff that I can remember as far as a rapper singing.
Yeah, that was ahead of his time, too, if Facts. You look at it now. Because now,
look at 808s.
Sway Lee dropped the same thing.
Exactly.
Childish Gambino just dropped the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get on the new
Music
school in
just
a second.
Dropped the same.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Tyrese just dropped.
Black Tie.
When I think old school, I think Lauryn Hill. Mm. That's the quintessential rapper singer.
Right.
And, like, that's. Like, she had hits with both. And like you said, when you're...
Yeah, she can sing.
Yeah, she can sing.
Yeah.
Like, when you're a double threat like that, you can do your own hooks. Like, mm-hmm. you ain't got to pay Chris Brown.
Right.
Or if we're going back then, Nate Dogg.
Right, and it's still a hit.
Exactly.
It's a hit.
So, you wear more hats like that, that check get bigger. You can command more for your price.
Mm-hmm.
And Lauryn Hill stick out to me. I also thought CeeLo.
Even CeeLo though was another early. He didn't sing that much on them Dungeon Family
or them Goody Mobs
projects, but he did sometimes break out with a little melody to let you know he had it in there. Then he went full-fledged singing like pop music.
Yeah, he switched
it up. He was one of the only ones that went full-fledged like pop music.
He switched it up. Then you got like motherfuckers like Bone.
Yeah. Devin the Dude.
Oh, Devin the Dude, for sure.
Devin the Dude, definitely.
Missy Elliott.
Yeah.
Would you categorize like Ja Rule and 50 as that, or because they harmonized?
Yeah, see, they harmonized and made big songs, but like I don't think they gave you no real deal singing bar. Maybe Ja did.
He had like one note, but he had enough to.
Yeah, he shucked it out. I wouldn't give it to them. They was Luther Curl. Never really quite, you know, little Luther with the curl.
So let's fast forward to the turning point.
Mm-hmm.
I say 808s and Heartbreaks mixed with a little bit of Wayne was the first time somebody was a straight rapper, strictly rap. They flipped the script and did a full singing auto-tune. Because auto-tune, oh, wait, hold on. I can not really be able to sing, but this auto-tune.
I can do the singing shit.
Oh, shit now. Like, nigga, hey, I can do a whole project and shuck this out.
I think So Far Gone kind of done it. Because So Far Gone.
Yeah, the mixtape.
Yeah, Drake's mixtape. See, Kanye, he did do the auto-tune of 808s, and that was like that was very widespread. That was a game changer. But the So Far Gone, Drake was still newer to the game, so we didn't have that whole rap project to be like, okay, this is a rapper trying to sing. We really thought, oh, this is an R&B dude. Is this a rap dude? We didn't know, and that kind of helped it a little bit too. So now when people come out newer, they start singing earlier, and I think it's more acceptable, like an A Boogie.
Right.
Even NBA Youngboy, hard, ratchet, come out with the guns and shit, but he's singing like on a lot of his big songs. Kevin Gates.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So stuff like that.
I think I was first introduced to Drake as a rapper because he signed with Wayne. You automatically went to, oh, he raps. So when you hear this is Lil Wayne's new artist, I wasn't thinking it's going to be an R&B dude. But then when I listened to the project and Houston, Atlanta, Vegas come on, I was confused. I was like, man, what is this? Like, I ain't even like that shit at first. I'm like, man, what is it? Because your expectations was one thing. You think Wayne, you think Bars. So that took a minute for people like me to digest it. But once we did, and once the rest of the world saw what you could do with that, the floodgates opened. That's when we had Kid Cudi.
I just want to be success. Shit like that.
Oh, my God. Like, nigga, that's when Kid Cudi followed up.
Duff.
And then the new age of people, we could sit here all night and name who raps and sings today.
Yeah, everybody got to do it now. Like, everybody literally raps and sings. Tink is a good example, the female from Chicago.
Oh, yeah, shout out to her. Drizzy?
Yeah, Drizzy.
Don't do my girl like that.
Yeah, don't even try to stay claim over there. That's me all day. Rihanna?
who was some of your... Oh, Nicki Minaj, too. She did it on a whole nother level with the pop records and her just being at that status that she was. Like, you have to be that double threat now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost mandatory. Like, if you just spit, you better be dumb hard. Like, even J. Cole harmonized now.
Try to, yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a couple of people that can't, though.
Yeah.
It's a couple of people that try, and they really low-key just riding with, like, Tiger tried it.
Oof,
you man. Can't. French Montana, he got a hit.
French get away with it, though. I think French just so bad of a rapper that when he ain't giving you bars and you only got to settle for like them little eight little lines and them like that, you good with it. As long as you don't get French trying to get you no 16, you cool. How you think Big Crit do with it? Yeah. He is hit and miss a lot.
Off me. He harmonizes.
He is it, but he try to sing too.
He harmonizing. He doesn't
know. Now, on that Crit was here. I can't be gone. It's better.
That's true.
He was ripping that though.
You know who we forgot?
Who was that?
Pimp C.
Pimp started that shit.
Pimp C.
Pimp started the gangster nigga saying, yeah, that
with
is
the soul.
True. Yeah, that is.
Him and Devin Dude was
he
right
used
there.
He sang the hooks to them on the old UGK stuff. Yeah, Pimp C.
I think somebody that doesn't get a lot of credit, and it's usually what happens when you're one of the first, like we just skipped over Pimp C.
Right, exactly.
In the A, I think it was Rich Homie. I think he ushered that little sing song
no,
he sounded.
No, what was your boy?
Who?
Racks on Racks on Racks.
YC.
Racks on Racks on
But
Racks,
he was rapping dude. On that song though.
But
he
that was a little that was his little style though, cause it was the other nigga that disappeared that Rich Homie used to run with. What was his name, man? I can't even think of the kid's name. The dude that Rich Homie Quan used to run with, then they got the beefing when Rich Homie Quan blew up and he put out all them videos talking about he was looking for him and shit like that. I cannot think of his name. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Because he had that little, he really had that little sing-songy style, and they was trying to say that's where Quan stole his style from. Man, Atlanta people know exactly who I'm talking about. They yelling at the radio right now. Like, his name is such and such. Now I got to look it up. You can go.
Yeah, but I think Rich Homie had a hit with it because Racks on Racks, was Future singing the hook.
Sure.
So, like, yeah, you got the thing, but it comes so strong. But that was close. You right. He made it a hot line. Rich Homie made it a hot song with his shit because we never heard from YC ever again. Or Y, what is that nigga name? Yeah, YC. YG? No.
I think it was YC.
YC, yeah. Damn. But with the new age cats, you got people like Sway Lee. You got people like, you said, Kevin Gates. I think Childish Gambino. I think Drake and Childish Gambino do it the best right now, though. Like, they can, and only because they can go from, they can rap their ass off, they can harmonize, but then they can also sing, like, full-fledged, even, you can go pop records with them if you want to.
That's a fact.
Like, that's the versatility that everybody can't do. Sway Lee is showing that versatility, but, like, it's tough. Like, Kevin Gates don't really go that far with it. Nicki Minaj obviously shows that versatility, too, and that's the sound now. And I think we really have Drake and Kanye to thank for that, or hate for that, whichever way you fall on the line.
Going back to that Rich Homie Quan thing, I thought I could just Google Rich Homie Quan Atlanta beef. Apparently, this nigga's beef with everybody in Atlanta. Rallo scratches beef with Rich Homie Quan. Young Thug beef with Rich Homie Quan. Atlanta
too.
Rapper Jose Guapo beef with Rich Homie Quan. No. Rich Homie Quan has beef with Schooly. Like, I did
That's
not know.
That's what happens when you're one of the first to get on like that for the new age.
That's true.
And the motherfuckers coming at your head.
Now he out of here.
Who, what's some of the better rapper / singer projects, though?
Future does it well.
Are we?
With the help of Auto-Tune. But I don't necessarily mean the performance. He ain't Whitney Houston out there, but I think he knows how to use it. Like, Future has learned how to use it better than anyone.
Because
Future can give you 3 minutes of a song and he say like 15 words. And they be hits, though.
But is it because he's singing?
Yeah.
I mean, he just cold with the styles. He can flip up the style and be a trendsetter with the styles, but
like, if you put Future on this new Drake and Lil Baby,
right?
That would have went off. I'm telling you.
It might still go off, though.
Oh, it definitely is. I've been calling Lil Baby for the last 2 weeks. He is what
Ever since you heard that Drake
be.
Was about to get on the song.
No, it was before I got the OVO call. I knew it before then. Lil Baby is the future. Because, look, to get off subject for just a second, okay. And he's saying kind of a little bit too, but Lil Baby is the new generation, like Jeezy, and the appeal that Jeezy had, the appeal that Gucci had, like the rawness. I wasn't rapping a year ago. Mm. I lost $250,000 in the dice game to Gucci, man. They had to beg me to rap. Like, that whole lure and not switching up and calling your homeboys bae.
Gotcha.
And say we smoking blunts like dicks. Keeping it that
still
right
street.
There. Yeah, still street. Yeah. That's what's going to go a long way for him. I think Lil Baby going to have a humongous summer.
Yeah, as Drake drops a song with him, that's a great way to step out on a limb right there. I can see him doing big things.
Sure.
And speaking of Atlanta and who we don't forgot, fucking Quavo.
Yeah, one of the best.
He leader of the new school with that, with the auto tune version. Him, Sway Lee, the leaders of the new school with that shit.
That's a fact. That
now everybody do YFN Lucci.
YFN Lucha, R&B singer, right?
He might as well be.
Tough. I mean, he do his thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Ain't no shot or nothing. Like, he do his thing.
Well, I will say this, though, man. The people I think sleep on, because some of these people, like, I fuck with YFN Lucha, but, like, if we talking, like, bars and shit, though, that's not necessarily what you're looking for him for.
Right.
The people that actually have bars and can sing, I think we got to mention Tory Lanez.
Tory and,
Easy.
What's up, Bryson?
Stop.
Bryson Tiller ain't got bars. I don't know.
He got R&B bars.
Six
he got
Black.
Rap bars.
Six Black.
Six Black got bars, though.
Oh.
I ain't even think about him.
Yeah, Six Black.
And we know it's pronounced Black, but we're saying Six Black,
yeah,
so
I'm
know
just,
what the fuck
he
we
should write
about.
It right. He should write it right. You write it right, I'll read it right.
That's a good one. I ain't think about him, though.
Let me ask you this. If you were starting a label.
Okay.
And you had a nigga with straight fire bars, like Nas, Dave East. You got a Dave East or you got a Boogie with the hoodie. Who you signing?
It's A Boogie.
Why?
Hooks.
If you're gonna get more out of your product.
Listen, He got more tools than Davies.
That's true.
That's all. And that's not knocking him.
You can let Davies Instagram model.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, he can make an actor model or whatever. The chicks
but
like him
and
shit.
As far as music, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Music wise, though, I got to go A Boogie because he can do more. When you can, you ain't got to be talking about nothing. When you have your hook game on point, that's a smash. When I turn on satellite radio and bust down, bitch, I'm drowning. Like, bro, like, Davies can't do that.
That's a fact.
Now, he'll rap A Boogie under the table. Well, actually, low-key, A Boogie can actually rap.
Man, when Davies spoke, though. He can rap. He
can rap.
Lie. Like, I ain't knocking him. He just don't want no smoke from Davies. Davies probably one of the best in the new school, bar for bar.
Okay. All right, that's fair.
Bar for bar. But to what you're saying, though, it goes to how you take away from an artist now when they only got bars. Like, Davies is clearly one of the best spitters out there for the new school, but it's like 6, 7, 8, at least 10 people that you would take before him if you're starting a label just because you're going to get more exposure with someone who's melodic or someone who has that secondary thing to go to.
I'd rather take someone like a Big Sean. Big Sean can rap his ass off and he can hold a tune.
He
can do it. He can do that enough to have hooks and
but
do.
See, he had to develop that though.
Yes, like, that's a fact.
That's helped him become a bigger artist too. That's exactly why we got the bounce back Big Sean as opposed to it was a Detroit mixtape. Even though that's banging,
yeah.
That's a completely different animal. And Big Sean that is dope and learning. Like, he one of the most improved at that. And Kendrick kind of doing it with that damn album. A
little bit, yeah. He doing it. I'm really cool on Kendrick. I'm gonna be honest. I'm cool on Kendrick doing.
I think Top or someone told him you have to do that because people are getting lost in the bars.
People get lost.
You got to reel some of this back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They get too complicated out here.
Is Ab Soul, do we consider him?
What
is that? What is he doing? Is it like rock and roll rap?
Nah, Ab Soul rapping singing his ass off. He battle rapping. No.
He can sing.
I've never heard
that. You never heard Ab Soul playing?
No.
Oh, man.
You just made that up.
No, I seen that.
You think you get confused with SZA?
I guess it's like, oh, man. I'm Spike Lou. That's Animal Brown,
you
Ab Soul.
You get him confused with SZA.
Run up on Ab Soul, you think it's sweet.
Ab Soul,
you can't go back to Cali. You the one just said he was SZA?
No, I said you're getting confused.
I didn't do shit.
You think he sing. I don't know
I've
what you're
heard him
about.
Sing before. Is what I said.
We need to put limits on who can sing and who can't. Puff Daddy thought he could sing with Dirty Money. Nigga,
that
no.
That was funny.
Like, you can't,
my
bro.
Dirty Money was awful. What about Mace?
Fuck no.
Mace, you should try to do that bullshit ass slow voice singer.
That's not, no.
Oh, you know who we forgetting?
Who?
The Wave God.
The B?
Max, oh my God.
I just heard God.
Don't disrespect Max. Max B.
Oh yeah. No, okay, now that's real.
B, yep.
Now Max B definitely he never made it to the level of some of these other people that we named because this shit was cut short.
It was
locked
some New
up.
York, it was some New York people cussing us the fuck out.
That's true.
For not saying
throwing their phone
B.
out the fucking bodega.
They unsubscribed and everything.
Tough. But
come on back. We got y'all over here on deck.
Nah, we gotta show props to Max B. If you go back and listen to Max B shit though. Like, Max B has some shit, though. Real low key.
That's
a good one. Your boy from Lil Brother, too.
Fonte.
We'll be remiss if we didn't talk about it. We ain't throw
is it Fonte?
Fonte,
or Fonte. It's Fonte.
Yeah. He could do that shit, too. And Drake actually credits Fonte from where he got that style from. He
really?
Listen to him.
Fonte did say he called him.
Yep.
And he said he didn't even believe it when he did call him. What about Royce on his new album? Royce trying to do it.
Yeah.
Royce actually can sing on that cocaine song?
Yeah, but he's.
He like sounds good.
That's
though.
A stretch, though. He's only doing that because of the times.
But
though.
You know what it is?
The times.
No, we already know him as a rapper. Like I said before, like if he had been doing that, because allegedly they said he could sing for real. So like if he had been doing that, we had been used to it, then, you know,
he
we
might
would
have been
accept
able.
It more. But you,
it's too late.
Yeah, you too late now. You prime and good versus evil. So
I look at that like when Big did it on Player Hater. You see what I'm saying? Like I'm not taking. You can only take that so seriously though. Even though
Big wasn't being serious, but that was banging.
Even though I fuck with that song, though.
Turn your head around.
That shit was hard, though.
You've been wrong. There is that one.
Man, y'all let us know. Oh, hold on.
Who you got?
Man, for real.
Mm.
Yeah. For real, I got a Gangsta Grills and everything.
That is true. And he ripping it sometimes.
That's what I'm saying.
Somebody was writing. Well, no, for real, a creative dude. So I can say he wrote.
You was just finna say somebody was writing
say,
for
I was gonna say that.
So disrespectful.
It's a lot of talented rappers in Virginia, man. Shout out Young Money Young.
Hey, man, y'all let us know who do we leave out? We tried to name all 70 people that rap and sing today, but I'm sure we left somebody out.
Yeah, y'all let us know. Go to the Rap Chat on Facebook. Join the conversation. We post the show page up there every week, and we want you guys to let us know what you liked about the show and leave your comments and join in and try to get that On Decker of the Week spot. We got a brand new one for y'all after the break.
Absolutely, man. Let's hit this song break, man. One of the many projects that's out right now is Styles P. Speaking of just straight spitters, we had Lil Donald that's doing some harmonizing. We're going to go straight spitters on the next song. Styles P, man, got a new one called Morning, Morning. Check it out.
Let's get it.
Go hard in the hot slug. It's not love. Them boys will pop up. Leave you chopped up. It's a lot of pussy niggas, but it's not us. Got cuffed. Why you think I'm frontin' in a drop truck? Grindin' to work real hard. Wasn't potluck. A lot of work in the pot. Couple niggas was shot up. The glorifying times of the horrifying crimes. But the more I see the soft shit, the more than I'm inclined. To let the real niggas know it's all about the shine. Let them get in the sun. Get your gun when the moon falls. Soon to tell the goons, meet the ghost by the pool hall. Cause when the rules get low, it's a fool's fault. Take a smart man to get in on a smooth course. Singing you will never find by Lou Rawls. Thinking can I live? Now the crib got two floors. Can't snooze off, nor take my shoes off. Lot of niggas is rude, that shit'll throw your mood off. Lot of niggas is cruel, trying to cut your fuel off. Watch your ride die, no jump for you. They ain't pump you up, but I bet you they got a pump for you. Right here and said he would dump for you. Then he went left. Are you deaf? Then you on the hunt for you. Maybe you just blind, or maybe you just fine. We getting lying, cause you pussy by design. What?
Mama told me to pray in the morning. I'm stuck here in this place tonight. God forbid we don't make it to the morning.
All right, man, that was one third of the Lock Styles P with Morning, Morning. How you feel about that?
Oh, that was banging. I like Styles. I'm a big fan of Styles P. So ghost comes through.
It's still a space for just straight bars like that?
Nah. The Lock space is open, but that right there, that's going to go to his fans, some couple grands of people, you know, them couple thousands of people that's going to check that Styles out, but you ain't finna get no. That BMF probably going to, I Get High, the two biggest record Styles going to do.
I get high. He was on BMF?
Yeah,
blowing. Sure was. Yeah.
Them two biggest records he gonna do. No shade or nothing.
They got Ross popping up north too.
Tough.
Allegedly, from what I heard. Mm. Real quick before we get to this question of the week, back to the topic. Favorite rapper singer, you got three?
Yeah, sure, let's do it. Pimp C, Drake, and Andre. I gotta go Andre 3000. And my favorite project would be Love Below.
Okay, because you shitted on Lil Below saying
yeah, I did,
we wanted a rap album.
Yeah, I did, I was very disappointed in wanting a rap album, and I'm still waiting on that. 15 years later, I'm still waiting on it, 20 years later. But that, for what it was, and not to be the rap album that we wanted, it was still banging.
That's true.
Like, that was an impressive-ass album right there.
If I had to go top three, I'd go Drake, Childish Gambino, and Bone.
Bone? What's your favorite album?
If I had to go favorite album, I'd say So Far Gone. I almost said Take Care, cause that got some shit on it. That got some good singing.
Is that
rapping
what Marvin's
shit.
Room on?
Yeah.
That's probably one of the best singy rap songs ever.
I can see that. It's one of the best singy rap song albums ever. So yeah. Now, before we get to this question of the week, let's go ahead and say where the hell we got the inspiration for that topic in the first place. Shout out to the On Decker of the Week,
Mr. Drumroll, please, Cooley Miles. Come on down, sir. You are the On Deck of the Week. We definitely seen your comment. We appreciate those that go to the iTunes page where the podcasts are, and y'all leave a comment, rate, subscribe, and like, and do all that stuff. Mr. Miles on May the 3rd said, love the show. Y'all stay having me laughing with y'all end up episodes. I wanted to maybe make a suggestion for an episode. How about the best singer rappers of all time? In quotes, Lauryn Hill, Wyclef, Missy, etc. Thanks, the show is fire. Cooley, you are a fire On Decker, sir. We appreciate the suggestion. You are the On Decker of the Week.
Absolutely, man. Very dope topic suggestion. Please hit us up on Facebook, iTunes, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. with suggestions. You got a show idea? Shit, hit us
let
up.
Let us know. We want to know. We want to know what you guys want us to talk about. Mr. Miles, if you want to join us over on Facebook at the Rap Chat, that's where we are. Join the Facebook Rap Chat group. It's free to everybody. We're going to screen y'all to make sure y'all not putting in no links for us to go check out your YouTube freestyles. I feel like we ain't said that in a while, so we need to reiterate it. No beats. We don't want to hear your beats, and we don't want to see your freestyles or want the links to your mixtape. It's a Rap Chat discussion.
Absolutely, man. Dope comment, though. We appreciate that. Go to iTunes. Follow suit, guys. Question of the week. J. Cole announced his tour with Young Thug coming up this summer.
Mm.
Drake announced his tour with Migos coming up this summer.
Aubrey and the Three Amigos is hilarious.
That was cold. It's the season for tours, obviously. And what's funny is our hometown of Nashville, these tours are coming back to back. Now, that's like, forcing a lot of people.
One day, the next day?
Literally.
Jeez.
One is on one day, the other is the next. That's forcing a lot of people to make some decisions. Mm. All right. Let's just say, hypothetically, these two were in your city.
Right.
Back to back, and you can only rock with one.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of these would you attend?
I mean, I'm definitely going to the Drake. I'd be lying if I say I'm going to go to the J. Cole and Young Thug. One, because I don't know two Young Thug songs. So I would be
wasting.
That's
my best friend.
Yeah, and All About the Money.
All about the money.
That's T.I. song, but I mean, that's the only thing else I would know.
Yeah.
And
Danny Glover.
And Stoner. Yeah,
Stoner.
Like the older shit.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And J. Cole, I'm a fan, so if I wanted to go to have a good time and hear music and enjoy myself with my folks, definitely going to Aubrey and the Three Amigos.
Cause
it's gonna be more hits, it's gonna be more people, it's just gonna be more of a good time.
True.
If I just wanted to see J. Cole and waste $100 on just that because Young Thug gonna drive the ticket prices up,
true.
I can't do that. I can't show up for that back half of the concert that I spent $100 on the ticket for and like just listen to Cole and I ain't even gonna get hype. It's gonna be a dope show and I'm a Cole fan, but I can't do that. I watch it on HBO. And that's another thing, the J. Cole one of those is gonna be on HBO. One of those J. Cole stops is gonna be on HBO.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's dope then.
Cause he got one more to do. He got one more film in that contract to do. So
damn.
I think that's what it's gonna be.
I would say I've already seen Drake. I saw Drake with Future. And, of course, I see it again because I feel like.
I know you ain't trying to go see J. Cole.
No, but here's the thing, though. I really like this K.O.D. project. Now, when that For Your Eyes Only came out, we skipping that J. Cole. I don't give a fuck who we brought out. We skipping that. But for this K.O.D., though, I wouldn't mind seeing that K.O.D. live. I'm going to be real. And having.
You got to sit through a Young Thug performance.
No. First of all, I'm getting popcorn while Young Thug on stage and get that motherfucker off the stage. But I will say this though, this is dependent on what that new Drake sound like. Like what is will that make a good stadium show album?
Oh man, I forgot to bring it up in the hits. We might be talking about that later. But have you seen the latest accusation that Drake stole shit from West Side Gun? West Side Gun said the name of his label is he's a Scorpio.
So his name is
Scorpio. His name of his label is Scorpion Records.
Okay.
And he had the clothing line with the Scorpions on there.
Yeah.
Now Drake got the Scorpion Dad hats out. And he had one on West Side Gun did at Coachella. And a nigga asked him, hey, is that Drake's hat?
Damn.
He said he almost smacked the shit out of me.
I know he hot about that.
So he did post an Instagram up there, and he went in to say all of the coincidences and how this is such a funny game. Also, Drake started talking about Scott Hall, and West Side Gunn calls himself Scott Hall. Scott Hall was a wrestler. I think it was Razor Ramon.
Okay.
Or one of them. So West Side Gunn feel like Drake kind of been over in his lane a little too much, and he addressed it, but then he immediately erased it too.
Of course he did.
But this happens a lot with Drake. We can touch on this next week, though.
This happens a lot with people that get to a certain level. It happened with Jay. It happens to a lot of people. Everybody on a major label has gotten sued for, excuse me, everybody on a major level has gotten sued or accused in one way, shape, or form of taking somebody else's idea.
With Jay, they said with Young Chris?
Yes.
Huh.
Kendrick. It's happened to a lot of people. But I will say I would pull up to this Cole tour not having heard this Scorpion yet. Plus, Migos don't put on a good show. They be stale and stiff. You would think because they make high energy music that they performance would translate, but it don't. So I'd be cool on that shit.
Yeah, that's true.
New music out this week. You can check for that new Nick Grant, Dreaming Out Loud. Interested to see what that's hitting on. Lil Baby, Harder Than Ever, is also coming out Friday.
Wait, let's go.
You gonna be let down by that? Mm-hmm. Last week, plenty of shit dropped. Wale self-promotion EP. Is anybody checking for these Wale's? Like, and I'm not even saying it's trash. I'm just saying, is this falling on deaf ears?
I ain't heard nobody talking about it.
Because he's put out some decent music last couple, maybe 3 or 4 weeks, but it's just not making no noise like it.
Because you see Wale accompanying his music with antics, and you ain't getting no antics now. You just getting music, and it ain't hidden. You used to him cussing somebody out.
That's a shame. You got to have the antics to go with it. That's
he created
up.
That world.
Styles P, G Host, that's out. Ray Shrimmer, Shrimp Life 3. Did you get a chance to check that out?
I didn't.
Really?
I have not. I ain't had a chance to listen to that.
A lot of people saying Slim Jimmy got the best disc.
I called it. I called it on this show. I said that. That's my guy.
Never said
go
that
Slim.
Royce da 5'9", Book of Ryan.
I listened to that as my. That's one of the most personable albums I've ever heard.
Hey, listen, he poured his damn heart out on them songs.
And I'm not complaining, but that day, you slick feel drained after that.
I was like,
album.
Damn, yeah, it's a lot.
I feel like I just sit in therapy session with Royce, dude. That's a lot
emotional
on that album.
Roller coaster.
It's definitely worth it because he can rap his ass out, but he is an open book.
Yeah.
On that bad.
That's why he called it Book of Ryan.
Facts.
Shout out Mike Jones, too. Like, listener to the show.
Yeah, he got the interview, Royce, and that's
super dope.
Very dope. Shout out to you, Mike, man. We definitely see you working out there. We get the link up when you come down through Atlanta. We come up your way.
Absolutely. And last but not least, T Grizzly came out last week. Activated. You fuck with that?
No, I ain't even checking for that.
He got some. You crazy? He got some shit. Fuck with T Grizzly.
Really?
He got some shit on there.
That's your doppelganger. If you had hair.
That's not.
If you had hair.
Hey, he ain't gonna have that much longer.
Yeah, that's almost out
T
of it.
T Grizzly hair. That's gonna be a drop top up there.
He got the LeBron going on. Shout out to T Grizzly.
Most definitely. What you got on deck for the weekend?
Just working, man. We got some stuff to do. So hopefully we got some new stuff for you guys coming soon.
Absolutely.
What you got up?
Deadpool
coming out. That's some nerd shit.
You gonna
going
let me
on.
Get that out?
Nope. No, that's pissing you off. The nerd shit. I just took it away from you.
I'm gonna go to that Deadpool, but I'm not that excited about it. I'm gonna be real.
That's because Ryan Reynolds ain't a great actor.
No, it's because Deadpool. Who
is these other people in there? What is these people?
That's guy from Atlanta.
I know who they are. I mean, is this a part of the story? Is this what? Like, what's the nerd background to this shit? Like, why is Deadpool recruiting people? Why he ain't got the big rock dude with him?
You talking about Colossus?
Whoever that was in the last one.
Colossus.
I don't know.
That's
that
dude
is.
From X-Men. You watch X-Men. You know who the hell Colossus is.
Never seen dude in an X-Men movie.
Fuck out of here.
He never been in an X-Men movie.
Yes, he has, dude.
Not as a main person.
I mean, not
he
as a main
person. He one of
them
people
person.
That you nerds got to see in the background. So, oh, that was Cyclops Jr. He has an eye on his asshole, and when he opens it, he sprays everything.
Nah, I'm going to check that Deadpool out, but I'm not excited. I thought the first one was good, not great. People liked it more than I did, but I'm gonna still fuck with it because that's what I do. It's good. It just ain't all that, though.
It was funny. Is that a black dude or is that Ryan Reynolds talking when he got that mask on? That don't sound like Ryan Reynolds. That sound like a black dude.
I don't know. Maybe it's Morgan Freeman.
Oh, man.
On that note, shout out everybody that went to the live show. You're all on Deckers of the Week.
We appreciate y'all.
Shout out
to DP for giving
it.
Them shirts away, bro. We see you. DP, we see you, bro.
Man,
he ran a cooler scheme on us.
No, yeah, that was real cute. YouTube.com/RealVille for the video content. And be on the lookout for more video content coming soon.
On the way.
And we out this bitch. See y'all next week.
Chill.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.